Now more community members and organizations want big corporations to shift away from fossil fuels and act on climate change. For them, the only way to have a real impact on climate action is to give renewable energies a chance and stop using coal. An organization called Movie on Coal is raising awareness about the effects of coal in the environment and criticizes financial institutes funding coal projects. Their new campaign targets the National Australian Bank, which is funding fossil fuels projects across Australia, including projects from big coal company Adani. The Wire's Vavina Jordan asked activists from Movie on Coal, Braydon Monaghan, what's the mission of this movement?
So Move Beyond Coal is a brand new movement that specializes in not just one specific coal mine, but all coal mines, saying that we need to move past coal in order to get a safe future. We cannot be focusing on a single coal mine or a single gas mine. We need to focus as a whole. We cannot afford to just be nitpicking a single coal mine. We need to focus as a whole, and we are telling Australia that really we need to move beyond coal. I guess it's in the name that it is vital that if we actually want to have a viable future that isn't filled with floods, fires and droughts, that moving beyond coal is the only option.
I wanted to ask about NAB. Why is Move Beyond Coal targeting NAB banks?
Well, NAB is actually one of Australia's most notorious lenders to fossil fuel companies. They have spent billions in funding different coal mines, gas plants that have been known to directly impact and destroy the surrounding environments, not to mention all of these coal mines that they are funding also have not been properly consulted with the First Nations people of those lands. One in particular is in Canada. They did not consult the Wet'suwet'en native people of that land, and they are actively building a gas pipeline on that land without their consent. So we are targeting them because they are the ones that are the worst of the worst. Of all the banks in Australia, they are the worst at spending on fossil fuels, and it's about time that we get that money out of fossil fuels and put it into renewable energy.
How does Adani fit into this?
Well, to be honest, the whole entire Move Beyond Coal movement is actually a branch off the Stop Adani campaign. So the Stop Adani campaign was focusing on just Adani and their obviously horrendous exploitation of the lands that they were working on. And so the reason why we've expanded is because we cannot afford to just be focusing on Adani, and we need to focus on all the coal mines. So obviously Adani still has a very big role in it, and there's still a lot of work to shut down Adani and limit it to as much as we can. But I'd say overall we're sort of not moving past Adani, but basically taking on a bigger picture, taking on the whole picture, if that makes sense.
Is Move Beyond Coal still holding the Not Another Dollar campaign, or what is the Not Another Dollar campaign?
We are still holding the Not Another Dollar campaign. In fact, next week there is going to be over 50 actions Australia-wide that you can attend to. All the capital cities, pretty sure there will be one, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, etc. They're all there. You can find it on the Move Beyond Coal website. And yes, we are still focusing around Not Another Dollar campaign. And that basically just means not another dollar to any coal mines. We cannot afford to spend a single another dollar on fossil fuels. For far too long, there has been subsidies, there has been funding, and there have been lending to fossil fuel companies. And as a movement, we are saying that our future and our safety and our lives cannot afford for there to be another single dollar invested in renewable in fossil fuels. If anyone can attend your local Not Another Dollar rally next week, you can find more info on the Move Beyond Coal Facebook and Instagram, and on the website too.
Braydon Monaghan from Move Beyond Coal there, ending the story by The Wire's Vavina Jordan.